بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد. وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى loves his servants. If he did not love his servants, he would not have sent approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam to guide them. Allah is Wadood, an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wadood. He is the being who loves, who shows love. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servants, and it is because of this love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enshrouded his servants with so many bounties. With so many favors. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to enumerate them. My late mentor, Hazrat Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, once wrote to me that we are drowning in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are immersed in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so many that we are immersed in these bounties. We are drowning in these bounties. So therefore, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that we remain immersed and drowned in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to obey Him. Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. And this obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts, is known as taqwa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would frequently mention the word taqwa in his sermons. He would frequently encourage the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in to adopt taqwa through his sermons, through his discourses, through his advices. He would say, alaykum bi taqwa Allah. Hold fast to the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to some fuqaha, like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, it is necessary to mention taqwa in the khutbah of Jumu'ah. It is necessary. Without the mention of taqwa, the Jumu'ah khutbah will not be complete, according to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. The need to mention this is that when we hear a speaker or an alim or a sheikh advising us to adopt taqwa, then the thought crosses our mind that, oh, it is the same old topic. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. But it is upon this taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed success of this world and the success of the hereafter. And without taqwa, there is no guarantee in this world nor in the hereafter. So after iman, taqwa is the foundation, it is the basis for success. And when a person adopts taqwa, he carries out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstains from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be classified as a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, if a person throughout 24 hours says, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, all praises for you, O Allah, all gratefulness for you, O Allah, O Allah, you have been so kind to me, I am grateful to you for all your favors. But he disobeys Allah. He does not carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its entirety, or he does not abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its entirety. Then this person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be classified as a shakir. He will not be classified as a person who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enshrouded us with so many favors that we need to immerse ourselves. That means spend each and every second of our life in being grateful to Him. And the best way, or the only way of truly being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to obey Him, to carry out the do's and to abstain from the don'ts. And this carrying out of the do's and abstaining from the don'ts is known as taqwa. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned taqwa over and over again in the ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa over and over again in the Quran. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunt. Acquire the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain with that taqwa wherever you may be. That means fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result abstain from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. When you are alone, when you are in public, in daylight, in the darkness of the night, behind closed doors, when you are with your friends, in the masjid, in marketplaces, in the park, in school, in college, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunt, wherever you may be, hold fast to taqwa. And hold fast to taqwa means make sure that you do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Die, but don't disobey Allah. Give your life, but don't disobey Allah. Give whatever you have to, but don't disobey Allah. Lose whatever you have to, but don't disobey Allah. Sacrifice whatever you have to, but don't disobey Allah. And if you disobey Allah, then repent immediately. Turn to tawbah. Repent immediately. Make tawbah immediately, and thereafter carry out good deeds. So the first thing we need to do is to make sure that we never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we slip, if we make a mistake, if we falter, if we make an error, if we sin, if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it major disobedience or minor disobedience, in every circumstance, as soon as we realize that I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent immediately. And after repentance, we need to carry out some good deeds. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, after repentance, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 times. Perform nafla salat, 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1 pound, 5 pounds. Do some good. Do some good after repentance. Because this tawbah and this goodness that you carry out, that will erase the sin that you have committed. Taqwa and tawbah. T and T. Always find yourself on the platform of T. Either it is the platform of taqwa or the platform of tawbah. So when you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are on the platform of taqwa. No disobedience, no disobedience, no disobedience, no disobedience. 1 hour, 2 hours, 24 hours, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, 20 days. You are on the platform of taqwa. And if death comes to you whilst you are on the platform of taqwa, you will go in Jannah. But you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not on the platform of taqwa. So what you need to do is to go on to the platform of tawbah, and this platform of tawbah will return you to the platform of taqwa. So platform of taqwa, 1 hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours, 20 hours, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and you sleep. You sleep. And you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is another platform. It is neither taqwa nor tawbah. So you need to climb the platform of tawbah quickly. And repent so that you can return to the platform of taqwa. Once you return to the platform of taqwa, you are safe again. But before returning to the platform of taqwa, when you were on the platform of tawbah, you were safe then also. If a person passes away whilst on the platform of tawbah, he too will go in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are on the platform of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are on the platform of tawbah. اتق الله حيث ما كنت. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you may be. Wherever you may be. Whether you are in Makkah Mukarrama, whether you are in Madinah Munawwara, or whether you are in Leicester. Whether you are in the masjid, or whether you are outside. Whether you are with your parents, or you are in your friend circle. Whether you are alone or you are in public, during daytime or during night time, wherever you are, and whenever, whether it is the month of Ramadan or outside the month of Ramadan, whether it is Friday or other day of the week, whether it is a blessed night, blessed day, or ordinary day and ordinary night, whenever and wherever you are, always abstain from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَتْبِئِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ, then follow this disobedience with a good deed, with good deeds. A good deed, good deeds, and part of good deeds is also tawbah. So follow this disobedience with tawbah and good deeds. Because these good deeds, this tawbah, will erase the disobedience that you have committed. It will not harm you in this world. It will not harm you at the time of death. It will not harm you in the grave. It will not harm you on the day of Qiyamah. It will not harm you on Pul Sirat. So this should be our behavior with our Creator. Taqwa and Tawbah. And how should we behave with our fellow human beings? وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُوقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with people, behave with people with good morals and good characters. Good morals and good characters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ وَأَحْسِنْ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Such beautiful teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. Tie the bond of kinship. Tie the bond of kinship. That means be good to your relatives. Tie the bond of kinship with that relative of yours who breaks that tie. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi. That person who reciprocates and ties the bond of kinship with that relative who also ties the bond of kinship. This person in reality is not tying the bond of kinship. Because he is reciprocating. He is retributing. He is repaying what he had received from his relative. So he is not wasil. He is not tying the bond of kinship. So when will a person be regarded as tying the bond of kinship? وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاسِلْ أَلَّذِي إِذَا قُطِيَتْ رَحِيمُهُ وَسَلَهَا. The true, the person who truly ties the bond of kinship is he who ties the bond of kinship when the other party breaks that tie. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not saying that if your relatives are good with you, be good to them. And if they turn their faces away from you, you turn your faces as well. Reciprocate. No. Silman qata'aka. Tie the bond of kinship with those relatives of yours who break that tie. They send you no gifts, but you send them. They don't invite you, but you invite them. They don't greet you, but you greet them. They don't console you when you are grieved, but you console them. They don't visit you, but you visit them. They don't congratulate you upon your achievement, but you congratulate them. Silman qata'aka. They don't assist you when you are in need, but you assist them. They don't smile with you, but you smile with them. They don't greet you, but you greet them. This is وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Some examples. Deal with people with good morals, good characters. Tie the bond of kinship with those relatives who break that tie. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. And forgive those people who oppress you. Forgive those people who oppress you. Embrace those people who oppress you. Practice patience, tolerance, and forgive. And not only forgive, forgive and forget. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ وَأَحْسِنْ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. And be good and do good to those people who wrong you. Do good to those people who wrong you. وَحَسِنْ مَنَ سَعَى إِلَيْهِ. Show goodness to those people who show you evil. Be good when they are cruel. Be polite when they are harsh. Be humble when they are arrogant and proud. وَأَحْسِنْ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Imam Shibli, rahimahullah ta'ala, a very pious personality, one of the great luminaries of the Islamic history, he was being persecuted by people. Sometimes people become test and trial for great people also. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in the initial stages of Islam was also being persecuted. So shaitan creates misunderstanding by whispering into the minds of people, and they begin to entertain evil thoughts regarding a good person, regarding a pious person. And from one person to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, this misunderstanding remains sometimes for days, sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months, sometimes for years. So he was being persecuted and he felt oppressed. And one day, out of frustration, he left the town. He went out of the town, on the outskirts of the town, in the fields. And very tired, depressed, full of anxiety, he sat down leaning against a date palm tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to console this special friend of his, this wali of his. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that at this moment in time, he has no one to console him. The whole town, the whole city is against him. And he is broken hearted. Let me console him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the date palm tree the ability to speak. This is called karamat, miracle. If something extraordinary, supernatural feat takes place in the presence of a Nabi, then it is mu'jiza. And if it takes place in the presence of a wali, a very pious person, then it is called karamat. And in English, both are translated as miracle. So the date palm tree spoke. And it said, Ya Shibli, kun mithli. O Shibli, become like me. The date palm tree said, O Shibli, become like me. Innahum yarmunani bil ahjar, wa ana armihim bil athmar. Become like me. People throw stones at me, and in return I throw fruits at them. وَأَحْسِنْ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Show goodness, show kindness to those people who treat you with evil, with misdeeds, with bad deeds, who treat you inappropriately. So in this hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us very beautifully as to how we need to behave with the Creator and how we need to behave with the creation. With the Creator, taqwa tawbah, taqwa tawbah. taqwa tawbah. And with the creation, akhlaq, good morals, good characters. This is what we need to do. We, as Muslims, this is what we need to do. We need to hold fast to taqwa. We need to hold fast to tawbah. And we need to hold fast to akhlaq. Akhlaq. Akhlaq, treat each and every human with akhlaq. Muslim, non-Muslim, old, young, relative, stranger, friend, foe, each person with akhlaq. If we are able to do this, then inshallah we will become successful in this world and in the hereafter. Now the final question. We have made a firm resolution that inshallah we will hold fast to taqwa, we will hold fast to tawbah, and we will also hold fast to akhlaq. But we have made such resolutions before as well. And it only lasted until the following morning. So how do we bring taqwa, tawbah and akhlaq in our lives? If we do three things, then taqwa, tawbah and akhlaq will become very easy. We need to bring three things in our lives to become successful in this world and in the hereafter. And in order to bring these three things in our lives, we need to do three things. The first thing we need to do is to make our hearts zakir. Bring our hearts to that level where it continually remains aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mind is connected to the heart. If heart becomes zakir, the mind will automatically become zakir. So we need to bring our hearts to that level where it remains aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Now how do we do that? We do that by associating ourselves to those mashayikh who have reached that level so that they can guide us, and slowly, slowly by following their guidance we too can become zakir. If a person desires to become hafiz of the Quran, he will need to memorize the Quran under the supervision of somebody who is already a hafiz. You go throughout the country, there are thousands of hifz classes, you will not find a teacher in a hifz class who is not a hafiz. So just as a student desiring to become a hafiz will study hifz under somebody who has already treaded that path and who is already a hafiz. Similarly, to become a zakir, one needs to associate himself and take training from somebody who has treaded that path and who has already become a zakir. So choose a sheikh from the mashayikh haqqa, associate yourself with him, and slowly, slowly take lessons. Take lessons. You've learned the first lesson, report to him, take a second lesson. You've learned the second lesson, report to him, take a third lesson. And inshallah, one day you will find that 24 hours you are aware that my Allah is watching me, my Creator is watching me, and I cannot disobey him. So this is the first thing we need to do, to make our hearts zakir. And the alphabets of becoming, alphabets of making our hearts zakir is daily 100 times third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. 100 times daily istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. and 300 times daily salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu. This is the alphabet takhti alif ba ta tha of becoming a zakir. After alif ba ta tha qaida, after qaida amma, after amma hafti, after hafti the whole Quran, and after the whole Quran then we find a hafiz and we become hafiz of the Quran. So those of us who already have a sheikh, let us follow his instructions and progress in making our hearts zakir. And those of us who do not have a sheikh and who yet have to find a sheikh and affiliate to him, let us begin the alphabets at least. So I'm encouraging, appealing, requesting all my friends who are sitting here, all my friends who are listening at home, all my sisters, to make a firm resolution that inshallah from tonight or from tomorrow the latest, we will daily recite the third kalima 100 times, istighfar 100 times, and salat ala nabi 300 times. And it's very simple. Get hold of a tasbih whilst going to work, whilst going to college, whilst going to school. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before you know, your zikr will be complete. And with this, try to as much as possible, concentrate and think that my Allah is watching me. My Creator is watching me. My Creator is watching me with lots of love. The more you progress on zikr, the more you progress in zikr, the more you will progress in taqwa, tawbah and akhlaq. This is a guarantee. Because the more you realize that I am being washed by my Creator, the more taqwa you will have. And if you sleep, the quicker you will make tawbah. And when you are dealing with other people, when you realize that my Creator is watching me, the more akhlaq you will show. This is one thing you have to do to bring these three things in your life. Number two, the second thing, stay away from wrong company and wrong environment. And sit in good company and good environment. Wrong company, wrong environment is poison. Good company, good environment is good food, healthy food. So stay away from wrong company and wrong environment, and stay in good company, good environment. Good company, good environment. And those places and those people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not do evil. Wrong company, wrong environment, those people and those places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being disobeyed, where evil is taking place, where filth is taking place, try to abstain from wrong company, wrong places, and stay in good company and good places. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the example of good company is like the perfume seller. And the example of bad company is like the blacksmith. If I have a friend who is a blacksmith, if I go to visit him when he is working, I will either burn my clothes or dirty my clothes. And if I am extra careful, then I may not burn my clothes and I may not dirty my clothes, but the smoke will definitely enter my nose. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the example of bad company is the blacksmith. If we associate with wrong people, if we sit in the company of those who have wrong habits and bad habits, and we are extra careful, we will return with some wrong effect. It will rub on to us. And the example of good company is the perfume seller. If I have a friend who is a perfume seller, then if I go and visit him in his shop, either he will give me as a gift a bottle of perfume, or he will apply some perfume to me. And if he is stingy, and he neither gives me a bottle of perfume, nor does he apply a few drops of perfume, the fragrance of perfume will definitely enter my nostril. So when we associate with pious people, with good people, it will rub off on to us and we will return with some virtue at least. So the first thing we need to do is to make ourselves zakir. Number two, we need to abstain from wrong environment, wrong company, stay in good environment, good company. And number three, finally, we have to remember death. Death is a reality. Whether we brush it aside or not, it's a reality. One day we are going to face it. Sooner rather than later. Maybe sooner rather than later. Ya sakin al qasri al mu'alla satudfanu an qareebin fi turabi. Abu al-Itahiyya, a great poet, he says, ya sakin al qasri al mu'alla, O the one who is dwelling in high mansion, in a palace very high, in a very high tower, O the dweller of a high palace, of a high mansion. Ya sakin al qasri al mu'alla, you may be living on the first floor, second floor, or seventh floor, or 20th floor of a tower building. But your final destination is satudfanu an qareebin fit turabi. Very soon you will be buried in the dust. Satudfanu an qareebin fit turabi. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from dust we have created you, and in dust we will return you. And from that very dust we will resurrect you again on the day of Qiyamah. Wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Ya sakin al qasri al mu'alla satudfanu an qareebin fit turabi. Lahu malakun yunadi kulla yawmin. For every person there is an angel who calls out daily. For every person there is an angel who calls out daily, who makes an announcement daily. Lidu lil mawti wabnu lil kharabi. Give birth to your children for death. Give birth to your children for death. Ultimately your children will have to taste the taste of death. Lidu lil maut, wabnu lil kharabi. And whatever you construct, whatever you construct, building, mansion, house, whatever you construct, construct it with this in mind that one day this will become inhabited. One person will leave, second person will leave, third person will leave, fourth, people will die and leave this house. Janaza will be lifted, many janazas will be lifted from this house. Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala says, La dara lil mar'i ba'd al mawti yaskunuha illa allati kanat qabla al mawti yabniha. One day we have to depart from this world. There is no doubt. And when we depart from this world, in the hereafter, either we will get Jannat or we will go in Jahannam. May Allah safeguard all of us from Jannah, Jahannam. and grant all of us Jannah. We will depart either Jannah, Jahannam. Now, who will go in Jannah, who will go in Jahannam? The one who carries out good amal in this world will go in Jannah. And the one who does not carry out good amal in this world, who carries out evil deeds, will go in Jahannam. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says, La dara lil mar'i ba'da al mawti yaskunuha. There is no house in the hereafter for a person in which he will be able to reside. Illa allati kanat qabla al mawti yabniha. Except for that house which he constructs whilst he is in this world. After going into the hereafter, we will not be able to construct our home. We have to construct that home whilst we are here. فَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ تَابَ مَسْكَنُهُ. If he constructs this house of the hereafter with good amal, then his abode will be very nice in the hereafter. وَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ. And if he constructs that house in the hereafter with shar, with evil amal, with bad amal, خَابَ بَانِيهَا. Then the one who is constructing that home will be in great loss on that day. So my friends, think about the life hereafter. Life hereafter. This life is going to come to an end. I will have to see Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut will extract my ruh. Then I will have to go in the grave. I will be questioned by the Malaika. I will have to remain in that grave until the day of Qiyamah. For how many years only Allah knows. If it is Jannah, Alhamdulillah. If it is a garden from the gardens of paradise, Alhamdulillah. But if it is a ditch from the ditches of hell, Ma'adallah. Only Allah grant us refuge. I will be resurrected. I will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every second of my life. Think about the hereafter, think about death. Make the heart zakir, stay away from wrong company, wrong environment, stay in good company, good environment, and frequently remember death. Aksiru dhikra hadimil ladzat. Frequently remember death. Visit the graveyard. Inshallah, as a result of doing these three things, the other three things will increase. You will make progress in the other three things. Taqwa, Tawbah and Akhlaq. And when a person makes progress in Taqwa, Tawbah and Akhlaq, then that person is a winner in this world. He is a winner at the time of death. He is a winner in the grave. He is a winner on the day of Qiyamah. And he will be a winner on the Pul Sirat. And he will be granted entry into Jannah, and he will remain a winner forever and ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O the most merciful one have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving one forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive all our sins. O Arham al-Rahimeen, forgive the sins of our parents, our families, our relatives. O Arham al-Rahimeen, forgive the sins of our friends and associates. O Arham al-Rahimeen, forgive the sins of our well-wishers. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arham al-Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arham al-Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arham al-Rahimeen, we have repented from every disobedience to you. We make a firm resolution that from now we will never disobey you. Overcome by nafs and shaitan, if we sleep, we make a firm resolution that we will repent immediately. O Allah, accept our repentance. O Allah, accept our repentance. O Allah, accept our repentance. O Allah, include us amongst your most beloved ones. O Allah, include us amongst your most dear and near ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us amongst your muttaqi servants, amongst your awliya, amongst your tawwab servants. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, adorn our lives with good morals and good characters. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on the straight path. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your love. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your recognition. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with akhlaq-e-fadila. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, clean our hearts from akhlaq-e-radila. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to adopt good qualities. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify us from debasing qualities. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us with Iman. Amen. When you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Amen. Take us in the state of Wilayah. Amen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us in the state of Siddiqiyat. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us whilst we are in Sajda, whilst we are in Ruku, whilst we are remembering you, whilst we are in the Haramain Sharifain. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us whilst you are pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us Husne Khatima. Grant us Husne Khatima. Grant us a good departure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our reckoning easy for us. Make our reckoning easy for us. Make our reckoning easy for us. Make pul sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from your wrath and anger. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, bring us close to everything that pleases you. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus. Grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the good of this world and the hereafter. Save us from the evils of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to increase our ilm. And grant us the tawfiq to practice according to our ilm. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, fulfill all our needs of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimin, every good that your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us.
Amen.
And every evil from which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from us. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant cure to our sick.
Amen.
Grant cure to our sick.
Amen.
Grant cure to our sick.
Amen.
O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon our disease.
Amen.
Have mercy upon our disease.
Amen.
Have mercy upon our disease.
Amen.
O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon our parents.
Amen.
Have mercy upon our parents.
Amen.
O Arhamur Rahimin, if they are alive, lengthen their shadow upon
Amen.
Us. With afiyat and with good health and with good amal. O Arhamur Rahimin, do not deprive us from their attention and from their prayers. And O Arhamur Rahimin, those of our parents who have passed away, O Arhamur Rahimin, elevate their status in Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته